If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we continue through this week after, or week of Easter, actually. And today, as we celebrate the one apostle who did not die of martyrdom, St. John, and we recognize his contribution and his teaching that led us to recognize the power of your special incarnation, your Christmas day that led to the great powerful feast and solemnity of Easter. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, yes, as you heard today, we celebrate Saint John the Apostle. And Saint John, of course, was known as the apostle who Jesus loved. Now, of course, he loved all of them, but he had a special relationship with John. That was very well known. Nothing wrong with that. And in light of that, we also recognize that John is the only one of the, I could say, original 12 apostles. But actually, you do realize that there were 14 apostles. You might say, wait a minute, how were there 14 apostles? Well, it's really simple. You had the original 12, and then you had Judas, was one of the 12. Judas dies, and they replace Judas, so that makes 13, and then Paul makes 14. So they're originally 14 apostles, or there were ultimately 14. That's a better way of putting it. And so John was one of the original 12. And he lives the longest. He is not martyred, so the color you'll experience today. But the letter of John, which many people say actually comes from his community, is read during this time. It's really going to be read more next week. And it's one of my favorite parts of the Bible because it's a very simple explanation. It was originally used as a catechism, and it very simply explains what it means to be a disciple of Christ and why we follow Christ in both the Gospel of John, and which you heard on Christmas, the prologue, and also the first letter of John, which has a prologue. Now, I said you heard it on Christmas, depending on which Mass you went to. If you went to the daily Mass that I celebrate, I always read the prologue of John because it's my favorite. And it does not contain the nativity story, which is fine because, you know, we all know the story. What people will often describe as the Charlie Brown story from, obviously, the cartoon Charlie Brown, the famous special that is still available. I think you can watch it on YouTube or somewhere else. That's from Luke. And there's the story of Matthew that we will hear also on the Epiphany. And that's one of my favorite stories. That's always the same one every year. That's from Matthew. And then John doesn't have the nativity story at all. And it really is this basic, powerful teaching. This is what we are teaching you. When I teach confirmation, one of the things I really got into doing is sometime during the year that I teach confirmation or teach about the faith, I ask people to go see the movie Interstellar. Now, if you're familiar with the movie has absolutely nothing to do with religion, nothing. So why would I have people go see Interstellar? And the answer is simple. Interstellar is a dramatization of Einstein's theory of relativity. And it is scientifically accurate to the best we know now. Now, what do I mean by that? You mean it could not be scientifically accurate? No. As the history of humanity, as we grow, we learn more about everything. That goes back to Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. I'll never get that right. His noosphere. But that is this, our understanding deepens. So eventually we're going to learn even more about the theory of relativity, but it's a dramatization of the theory of relativity where it talks about time. And if you've seen that, you understand that, it should open your mind to realize that the world is a lot bigger than our ability to comprehend it. And that's why Interstellar is so important. So we translate that to the faith and we can say, oh, what faith is all about is teaching us that, again, the universe is bigger than our ability to comprehend it. And faith is all about, and this even goes back to St. Augustine, although he would look back at his teaching today and say, oh, it was very primitive if he understood what we knew now. But it goes all the way back to St. Augustine, who understood that our faith deepens, and so we recognize that we understand things in a whole different way. And that's what the prologue of John in both the letter and the gospel is all about. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish, and this program is part of it called St. Anthony Overnight, from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. So as you know, I always suggest at this time that to let you know, number one, that you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every Sunday. That includes the one that's coming, because every Sunday. And if you're looking for a church to call home, but you weren't sure, you know, you weren't sure whether or not St. Anthony's is the church, I'm going to ask you to consider this. You have a standing invitation to the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, so come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass. And you might feel, well, yeah, but I'm not ready to contribute yet. I'm not there yet. I don't want to contribute. But I don't want to look like I'm doing hands hanging. So hands hanging, of course, is you're not doing any, you're not offering anything. So that's fine. Just write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. That only applies to St. Anthony Parish. Remember that no other church, no other parish does that. And therefore, if you write it down and you go to another parish and put that in, they're going to go, what in the world is this? So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to experience St. Anthony Parish, remember the 10 o'clock Mass is our chanted Mass. This standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts. We're in the 02134 zip code. And we're conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. And yes, we are parallel to the Charles River, which is a little bit further than Soldiers Field Road. Okay, so we're talking about this powerful teaching from the Gospel, both the Gospel of John and the Letter of John. But what it really is saying, it's this excitement saying that our life is completely changed now because we have encountered the living God. That's what it means. Our life has completely changed now because we have encountered the living God. And this is one of my pet peeves with some of the teaching that I find people making. Not the teaching of the church, but the way they teach it, including, and I want to say this correctly, not in a way that people misunderstand. Tradition is very important. I'm a Navy sailor. I was in the Navy. I'm a former Navy sailor. Tradition is so important in the Navy. Don't forget that a Navy uniform, the what they call the Cracker Jacks, because it looks like what the sailors wear, the sailor wears in the Cracker Jack logo, doesn't have a zipper. It has 13 buttons. So that's about as traditional as you can get. You know, you have to really go to the bathroom and you have to go through, as you have to go to New Hampshire and Vermont and Massachusetts and all the 13 colonies just to go to the bathroom. But yeah, so I'm heavy into tradition. But, you know, there are a lot of people who are holding on to tradition, and they're holding on to a teaching that is, I don't think it's done well. It's very legalistic and everything else. And I don't think it's done well. So if you take this very strict teaching and you compare it to what St. John is teaching in the gospel, you'll see, wait a minute, there is something more profound there than very simply, we have to do this, otherwise we'll go to hell, you know. No, please just come to understand it's more profound than that. You know, it kind of goes back to this, the teaching that was around Christmas. Well, you know, Christmas is on a Monday, but what if you're away, I don't have to go to church 2 days in a row? And people would explain, well, no, this Christmas is a holy day of obligation, and Sunday you have to go to church. So, and they'd give you the rule. But what's the more deeper thing? You're coming to experience and celebrate and come to know the incarnation of our Lord. So if you're asking that question, that's fine. But maybe in your prayer, ask the Lord to teach you why those 2 days of going to Mass are so profound, because it's more than just, well, I have to go, you know, because if I don't, I'm going to end up in hell, you know. No, it's, wow, this is what the Lord has done for us. And you find that really in the Gospel of John and the Prologue of John. And of course, we're celebrating today the feast of St. John the Apostle. So it all comes together where we recognize how powerful this day is, this time is, and this powerful teaching from St. John, who in the second week of Christmas we learn more about. We go through the first letter of John, which is probably my favorite reading in the New Testament, and probably my favorite reading in the Bible. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out. Come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.